Congratulations, you. You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. Yes, you are.
And we're joined by two guests from overseas, not like a huge distance overseas, but it's still significant enough. We have Adam Ost and Daniel Little joining us from NAM Melbourne. They're part of the band Snail Gun, who have just released their debut album, Glass Walls, to great applause. They've been played on Triple J, getting a lot of love, which is awesome to see. And we have them now on the line joining us from the Big Smoke, Melbourne, where about a tenth of New Zealand's real population actually lives. Good morning to you, Adam and Daniel. How are we?
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're keeping it chill, keeping it trill over in Melbourne.
Yeah.
As much as we can, yeah.
Neat. What's the vibe over there musically at the moment? Is there a lot of new releases happening? Is there an Australian Music Month? Because New Zealand has a Music Month that's coming down in like 2 days.
Oh, do we have a month? I know there's at least an Australian Music Day.
Oh, we're also joined by the drummer of Snail Gun now, Sam Maher. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Oh, this is great. We're just talking about Australian music releases. Is there an Australian Music Month, and what's going on in Melbourne musically at the moment?
Yeah, I don't know that there's a music month. I know that individual suburbs will have particular kind of music festivals at various points of the year. So the suburb where Adam lives, Brunswick, has a big kind of music week in March, and they've got a big street party and stuff, and then other suburbs will do that as well. But I wasn't aware of like a particular Australian music month, but I might not be tuned into that sort of thing.
There is the Oz Music T-shirt day.
Oh, yeah, we have that as well. We have that as well. Yeah. But for New Zealand music, that'd be weird if we had an Australian music T-shirt day.
But to answer your other question, the Melbourne music scene is insane. It's like it's almost impossible to keep up with. There are just so many bands, and like also such a big history of bands as well. I keep hearing about classic bands that I still haven't heard or listened to.
True.
It's a deep history.
The only one I can think of off the top of my head would be the Boys Next Door, which was Roland Howard and Nick Cave's group back in the day. Love that band. Love that band. But I want to get on to talking about the name of your band, Snail Gun. If you picture a snail gun in your mind, is it a gun designed to kill snails? Is it a gun that uses snails for ammunition? Or is it a gun that looks like a snail?
We refuse to answer that
question. You refuse to answer my question. Invoking the fifth. Pleading the fifth.
It's all or none of the above.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I do like the ambiguity on this, because I read that the band name was just sort of a hasty decision. And you both, I think Adam and Dan, you both firmly said that you're pro snail control and pro gun control.
Yeah, that's right. Snails can be a little bit troublesome, but I think they're also good as part of a sustainable environmental package.
In
moderation. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Everything in moderation. Everything needs to be balanced. Are there lots of snails in Melbourne?
I've seen a few.
Yeah, when it rains, they can be all over the ways.
True. Well, there's a few over here. There's a few over here as well. The album cover for this new record, Glass Walls, is an uncanny photo of a mother and four children in 90s, 80s-ish sort of clothing. It's a very, very family photo. Is this anyone's particular family in the photo, or is it like a random picture?
It's a real family photo.
Wow. So it's weirdly disturbing. 19, it's kind of off kilter.
1964.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that's my grandmother. And that's my mom and her three brothers, as far as we can tell. So there's a little bit of ambiguity about who the actual people are, because can't see anyone there. But it checks out that kind of matches the time frame. But I found that photo in a bunch of other family photos and was really kind of taken by just how odd it was. And then Adam had the suggestion, because the underneath the kind of scratch in the front, there's this really big smiling baby face. So Adam had the suggestion that, like, why don't we just scratch that out, which I think it works really well, because it just makes it even more disturbing. Like, what did that baby do?
Yeah.
Like, what has he been up to that we've had to get rid of him? Yeah.
It's a great photo. And I appreciate the weird masks that everyone's wearing in the photo. And it looks like something that could have come off of Something Awful, if you're familiar with that old blog back in the day.
Oh,
the
horror blog. Yeah, right, yeah.
Where Slenderman came from.
Yeah, to me, it reminded me of like the movie Hereditary, like some weird, disturbing cult family or something. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. I read that you all have been played at least once or twice by Triple J. I think it was Triple J Unearthed in particular. Have you got any idea on how they found you guys? Because they must have to, like, you know, they get a lot of submissions, I assume, for airplay.
Yeah, we just were submitting to them, and like some of our early tracks got reviewed, I just kind of like, we submitted the song Shadow Operator, which we're really proud of, but it's also a really long song. It's 7.5 minutes. But I just kept emailing DJs about it, being like, we got this new song, we think it's pretty good. And then eventually, like, one of them responded and was like, oh, so funny you're writing to me, I'm just adding it to the Tops playlist, which is kind of like a half an hour of like best of submissions. And that was surreal. And then even more surreal was like, I checked the, you know, you've got an when you're an artist, you've got an Unearthed page where you can check on like your submissions, and one of them had a Triple J icon next to it. And I was like, what? We got played on Triple J? And then kind of emailed that same DJ, and they were like, oh yeah, you got played on the Late Nights program. And it was like, oh, it might've been the only time that's ever happened. And might not ever happen again, but that was pretty cool. And yeah.
That's a lot of fun, man. That's really, really good news. It's, that's just luck of the draw, I guess. Super, super lucky.
Yeah.
You won the lottery. It's awesome.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I read from a review of Backseat Mafia, this is an excerpt, the guitars cut through the atmosphere like a scythe wielded by a crazed post-apocalyptic demon, and the lyrics reveal a poetic weariness, louche and nihilistic. How accurate do you think that little description of the record is?
It was flattering to get that review. I definitely try to get really cutting guitar sounds. So getting it compared to this kind of demonic scythe, like cutting through everything was kind of, that was cool. I don't know. Lyrics are still a little uncomfortable for me to write. Dan's written some cool lyrics, but we're, you know, it's a learning process. Hope to have better lyrics on the next album.
I just think it was funny that review came out, and then on your Instagram story, you posted a meme. Someone posted a meme about Anthony Fantano, and that was great.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah, it's good.
We run half of a music account and half of a meme account.
I really appreciate that, because it must be a good way to boost up the socials. If you're craving for some attention, it's a good way to retain people, you know, watching your page. Speaking of lyrics, though, on the second track, Labyrinth, there's a passage that goes, I'm building and building a labyrinth in my basement and a tiger. It's mechanical and it's going to run on diesel. Would you consider electrifying said tiger, given that the diesel prices at the moment are going through the roof?
I think new tigers will be solar, but it is in the basement, so we do have a problem. We're going to have to overcome that with some careful thought.
It's an engineering problem, really.
It is, and it's been vexing, so...
Yeah, was any particular tiger that you're trying to model it off of?
Like Sumatran, a Bengal, probably a Bengal. Yeah,
they're great. They're awesome.
Classic.
What was He-Man's? Did He-Man ride a tiger? Probably that one.
I think he ran some weird hybrid.
Yeah.
What was that like annoying pathetic character on He-Man, Snarf or whatever? And it had a dumb voice.
Snarf was on the Thundercats.
Yeah. It was like Snarf or something, and it had an annoying voice. I would replicate it, but it's too early in the morning for that.
really taking me back.
I'm sorry. A big reason why this album is a huge deal is that Adam and Daniel, you two sort of started the band, and you went from using a drum machine to using a drummer, which you've said allows for more improv. And I guess, Sam, you're the drummer, which is super cool. Where did that decision come about to swap things over?
We always wanted to have a drummer. We kind of more played with the drum machine out of necessity.
Okay.
And then we were looking for a drummer, and Sam basically just kind of appeared. So I think Dan was actually just talking about how we need a drummer, and Sam just kind of appeared in his ear and said, "I'm a drummer." Is that basically how it went, Sam?
That's exactly how it went. Yeah, we were both climbing at a gym, and he said the classic, like, "Oh, every drummer's in four bands," and I just leant over and said, "I'm only in two."
How that worked out.
Yeah, it was great. And they sent me, you know, the demos they'd done and the recordings they'd done and stuff like that. I was instantly on board, so yeah.
Mean. And you've all said that it allows for more improvisation, which you've been really, really tuning out at the moment. How was using a drum machine when you had it? Did you enjoy it, or was it a bit naff?
Well, I'm not a drummer. Neither of us are drummers. So it was a challenging experience trying to get something that kind of worked with the music we were writing. So they were often were pretty rudimentary drum beats, I would say.
True.
Yeah,
some of the drum beats, pretty much, we've just tried to replicate when I played them live, because a lot of our songs have just like a really rhythmic simplicity in bits. And a lot of the improv that we really get to do is now, like, it's because I don't know how long have we been doing this, but now in the practice room, we kind of get to just make it up on the spot kind of a little bit more organically.
Cool.
And we often end up finding something that's static and rhythmic and all of that, and then we'll break out at bits. Yeah.
That was one of the things that was hardest when we had a drum machine is we... For whatever reason, we were writing some really long songs that are like 7 or 8 minutes long and have these extended jams. And so basically we just had to like plot out how long the drum machine should go for. But it's, you know, like, it's not something you want to do as a band live. Like, there was, you know, sometimes you want to, if you've got a good feeling, you want to just keep it going. And just as well, if you're not getting a good vibe, you want to cut it short. And so that's something we can do a lot more now with a live drummer.
Yeah. And also it was really difficult to get going. I mean, Adam and I tried to start the band back in 2016, I think, with the drum machine, and it just wasn't gelling. It wouldn't. And so, you know, post-pandemic, we gave it another shot and got it together. But yeah, it was... a very tricky kind of thing to put together when we always knew that we wanted a Sam. We wanted a real live drummer, so.
Man, and now you've got him.
Yeah.
Now he's here. That's so cool. There's one more track I want to focus on called Fear, and it has a great line. You can take anger, subtract power. Is there a word for that? Some kind of calculus. It's called Fear. Was there anything in particular that was sort of influencing that lyricism? Because when I think of it, it sort of reminds me of, you know, the powerlessness we kind of all feel in our politics, and that makes us fearful and angry, and everyone on different sides can do different horrible things.
Oh yeah, it was pretty simple, really. It was like I had remember hearing back in the day that like fear and anger are really similar, just the only difference being whether there's power. So like if you feel powerful, like you'll be more likely to be angry in that situation, but when you take it away, you're fearful.
I appreciate that lots. That's awesome. I saw somewhere on an interview with, I think, Tempo Blog, that you've got a lot more music. You've written a lot more stuff that you've said is more exciting to you at the moment. Can we expect to see another Snail Gun album sometime next year, maybe late this year?
We're working on a new album. It might not be for another year or two that it comes out. We're going to take a short, unfortunately timed short hiatus.
Oh, no.
shortly, because I'm going to be moving to the U.S. to work for 3 or 4 months.
Ah, true.
So we're going to try to kind of record stuff or something. I'll be bringing a guitar along. That's going to slow things down a little bit. So, yeah.
Hibernate for the winter.
Yeah.
Crawl out in spring.
Yeah, it's a real bummer. Like, if the timing was better, you know, it would have been really cool to do a tour, or or to even to come out to New Zealand, to come out and play Dunedin.
Yeah, please. Yeah. Honestly, you'd be perfect at the Crown Hotel. It'd be absolutely perfect.
We'd
love to come out. Well, hopefully we can see that sometime, maybe down the line for the next album release cycle. But for the meantime, thank you so much for coming on the program. I really appreciate your time. Do you have any final thoughts, words, or opinions for our lovely listeners out there?
No, thanks for listening. Yeah.
Mean. Awesome. Well, thank you very much, folks. That was Daniel, Sam, and Adam from the band Snail Gun. We're talking to all three about their debut record, Glass Walls, which is out on their Bandcamp, wherever you find your music. We're going to play the track Labyrinth from their new album, again, called Glass Walls. And then we'll have some more songs and anything else on the program. We do have Cass coming in for some news later on around the 10:40, 10:45 mark. Here are Snail Gun with Labyrinth. You are indeed listening to the one, Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi, Ka Kite.
I'm building a labyrinth in my basement, and a tiger, it's mechanical, it's gonna run on diesel. You won't be laughing when you get caught in the labyrinth. I'm building my labyrinth, you won't be laughing in my basement.
Thank you for listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast. There's heaps more at r1.co.nz.